Chelsea, ميسي تايبة، ايه ميسي تايبة؟
لا 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 زياد
Dude, you're not going to camp
Yeah,
today, right?
care, Moshe. Moshe, just work. Be careful by that one.
Plane loads came in.
Yeah.
That was by 6 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Plane loads of what? No, those are the guys that came with their Shivas.
No,
those are not.
No.
So that counts towards the 107
when
million?
When did they come in? They came Matt Shabbos?
They
oh.
left Matt Shabbos, but why
did
they change to
no
7
way.
O'clock at night? Yeah, of course, because of the heat.
Because of the heat?
Yeah.
It wasn't ever, it was always 7 o'clock.
I thought
no,
it was like 4 or 5.
No,
it was
that was the best dimension. Yeah. That was for the money.
We no,
didn't get
I'm with you on
we
this
didn't
one.
Get that
it was,
invite. Only you got
it was
that
4 or 5, and then they changed it to 7.
Only for Maggie
it was supposed to be midday.
Yeah, for all the Maggie Turum.
4 o'clock is
it was supposed to be midday.
Yeah?
4 o'clock is for 2
o'clock. Maggie Turum goes out so we can see.
Well,
that was driveway.
Well, I know.
We went down your mother's house.
Bugging out ready for 2 days. So what's the thing? You never leave your house at 7 o'clock at night. There's no problem.
What if she has
what if I have to go somewhere?
Don't
I'll
you call me.
A helicopter to you.
We'll call Sala. By the way, your mom's gonna have to go somewhere. I need you to pick me up. I must go to ShopRite.
The guy who was on the house arrest in Marlborough for 47th Street photo, he said as soon as they put, he never deviated from, went to shul every night. They let him do exactly the things he always did. Second that bracelet went on, boom.
He had to go to ShopRite.
Yeah, something. And the chemist, chemist.
All right, he never wore a bracelet on his foot, so it hurts.
As McKenish.
It hurts.
You ready?
Something else that hurt.
The Almond.
Where did you get to last night?
I don't even know. I didn't do last night.
Yesterday
Zion. Kota Zion.
What happened last night?
I couldn't do shit. I had things to do.
Yeah.
He went to the same place you went.
We're going to be dressed tonight.
Okay. So then stop bugging me.
I actually met you though. No. All of it got seven. Yezir and Rachel, for some reason, Mishlamis and Yaakov and Frumitz, who shot in us, so some of us failed.
I didn't say anything.
Shmuel and Rachelet should have a Rafur Shlema. And so Sasha Basmash should have full recovery as Yeshua. When is this in? Thursday night?
You tell me, man.
Could you book it Wednesday night?
I don't want it Wednesday night, so you can book it.
Nobody wants it Wednesday night.
Fine, so Thursday night it is.
We're
you know where
up.
The place is? Like you have an address?
We're pushing
like
off the same.
It doesn't matter.
We're just going to drive north?
We're going to drive north. South.
470 Oakland.
That's right.
Where are we going? Like,
bring it to the shop.
Does anybody know anything?
It's all the address he knows.
Like, are we allowed to know where it is?
Can we go back, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Where is it? In Belmont?
Belmont.
That's where I learned. That's my yeshiva. Can we stop by the yeshiva?
Which one was it? Is that your yeshiva or where you learned?
Oh, didn't they sell it?
I don't think so.
Goldberg.
Is that where you learned or is that your yeshiva?
I learned that.
Goldberg's is there, no?
Who's Goldberg's?
Sorry, Goldberg. Yeah.
No, it's empty. It's empty for years.
Still get a text that he's fundraising.
Goldblatt.
Goldblatt, whatever.
Yeah, what's the difference? Lewinsky, Lewinstein. Sugar.
He's not in the building?
No, he's not in the building. He just fundraises for it. Not for it, for his shit. Whose class is Thursday night?
Yeah.
Whose class is Thursday night?
Rosenberg over here.
Nah.
You have to tell him you were stuck on a
boat. Does it affect us?
Okay. Even better, we're not moving.
Rosenberg and the leader of that.
Who? Mati?
Yeah, Mati. It's somebody you don't know, but it's Monday.
Surprise.
Let's go. Real mad crowd, you know.
No, we're very happy.
Nice. It's
56.
Okay, we're out too.
We just see like every yesterday morning. Yeah.
What happened yesterday morning?
Tag was there, Yehuda.
Showed up for them.
Bring a ride to Yehuda. So we had him a
like
Yehuda, we'll dress it on the boat. Bring a pair of swim trunks because you could go swimming with this boat.
You don't. We're going to push you in without it.
So make sure to take my phone off. Okay, Marcus' phone is waterproof. Push him in first. Zakt Gemara.
You
so,
know that someone's getting
yeah,
in, right?
Yeah, Yehuda. Machi's son is coming. He keeps on saying he's jumping in, so good luck.
No, he's bringing a net.
He's bringing a net.
He is? Why? He could go fishing. Fishing boat.
That's what he wants.
That's the idea.
Not that kind of fishing boat.
Yeah. Not really, though.
We've gone fishing.
You ever heard the song, there's a shark in the mikvah?
I've gone,
last thing we need is somebody to try to go fishing.
But they're asking if I want a fishing boat or a party boat.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to be.
Okay, let's go. You ready?
You know what? You know, you got two things on your mind.
I don't believe you rented the boat. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried we're going to show up to the Balmoral Shore. There'll be nobody there.
And then what? What's going to happen? 15 minutes away.
What are we going to do? Crumble the guy. We'll go to Chiang Mao. If they realize Chiang Mao Thursday night is going to be jammed. All the Syrians who are mad that they don't know how to. What's going on? Where's the soup?
They don't come here, no?
Chiang Mao's packed.
What's Chiang Mao?
Chiang Mao is the oldest fakakta restaurant in the country. Yeah, Singer Shver is Moshe.
The last 20 years.
Wasn't
he the Moshe from
No.
What?
By the way, you know how the Chuk Sam Sefer now recalled all the cognacs? You know who found the problem?
There is no problem.
The okay.
Who's
okay? The okay found the problem.
Yeah, they were mad they didn't get the house here.
No, the okay did a run of cheese in France.
Really?
Which
he's had a French guy in the courtroom.
The cheese run. The guy who's there for the Chuk Sam Sefer, and I guess okay relies on him or they know him.
He's coming back tonight, I guess.
The same run. They came to a run, and they were supposed to do the run right before him.
Okay.
And when they got, okay, sent someone down there.
Yeah.
When they got there's nobody there to run before the Chuk Sam Sefer gave action on. So they call Chuk Sam Sefer, there's nobody here. You just did a run of cheese, there's not one person, nobody here. Nobody touched this place. Nothing was kosher, nothing, nobody did anything. They said, what are you talking about? We have a guy, Yanko Schwartz, whatever
that
is.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here. They realized this guy is well blown. And everything they paid him.
It's very
and
weird.
There's no hekshar at all. He says that's time the stuff is not kosher. It's treif. Is the cognac is yain nesach.
Oh, worry about the cognac. You can't sell it.
And cheese.
I have 50 bottles of cognac. He says you can't sell it. You can't give it away to a guy. So he says,
I'll buy it.
Who's he?
Huh? That's what he says. Hekshar.
So excited.
No, it says you can't have an offer.
There's only one hat.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Cook some sofa.
Is CRC on it?
No. CRC relies on Cook some sofa.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
And Cook some sofa gives a hack on those cookies. Mm-hmm. What do you call those sandwich cookies? The non kosher ones. Their equipment.
Oreo,
the Israeli one? I don't know. Thinking now, maybe shouldn't eat those.
That's not chol stam.
No. The ones from them is
you probably shouldn't eat.
They're not chol.
The ones from them are not the equipment. They're Israeli.
Milchi? They're milchi?
Pay attention.
I'm asking you to double down on your stupidity.
No,
I didn't hear what you said.
No, they say chol
yisrael. The chol yisrael, chol yisrael. I don't know if you can trust chol yisrael.
But
you
guys are literally
talking
shit. I have no idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tarek was W. Hood. That's what I'm saying, because that's my name.
I heard he also gives the.
No, you're wrong. On what?
He's the oldest really gone.
Cover. I'm not.
What about the. Anyway. Right. What about that?
Yes,
Tarek was W. Hood.
And Crembos.
It's not food. You don't have to worry about it.
And Crembos. Crembos, they give a hat shot.
I can't stop eating Crembos. Forget about it. That's one thing I will not stop.
The hell is a Crembo?
Those so bells, the one that Mr. Garber, he used to bring for Mr. Garber. Those bells with the chocolate on the outside.
So, the Machlokes of Yehuda.
A person doesn't want to do something.
You ready? Jingle bell. It's called jingle bell.
Yeah, now I know.
So, Rabbi Yehuda says that when you have a chevel or a chayim, the pasuk says, lo yachboil, what's the pasuk? Lo yachboil chayim v'rechev. That's the word. Lo yachboil chayim v'rechev k'nefesh chayvel. You now take away a guy's tools, Rechaim Rechav is a grinder, you now take away, because G'nefesh Uchevel, you're taking away his parnasa. And also you now take away stuff that Echol Nefesh Mishnah says. In Chaykes, Rechaim Rechav is two parts, it's a Rechaim and a Rechav. So each one has its own lav. And question is, do you have,
no,
is there three lavim, is there Rechaim Rechav, and G'nefesh Uchevel is another lav, so you have three, or no? So Rav Yudas says you only have two. So what is telling us, Rabbi Yehuda, Chaval Zul Shal Saparim, you take away a scissor from Saparim is a barber. And the scissor is made out of two parts, by the way. It's two parts to a scissor.
Really?
The Tzemet Shal Paras is the thing that holds the animals together. That's the posh pshat in the Gemara. The Rishonim don't like that pshat because we're talking about some Dvarim Shal Eichel Nefesh. So they say something else.
Why? Eichel Nefesh is Parnasa.
Tzemet doesn't like it. There's base Paras Choshes and some of them ain't really read that. Paras Limayim. We're not talking about Paras. Who's on Paras? I know what they say something else, but whatever it is, it's something that's Eichel Nefesh. Chayv Shtayim. So this is not a ride. This is, so far this is good. Or each one is the separate keli. They do one malacha. So I've called Varm Shane Shall Kemu Yichodin, Vice Malacha Achas Chayav, Zavnatsma. So a scissor is two pieces. So Mel Yichayav on each one of the Atzmai. And this is a riot of Yehuda.
Even though they're not real Kalim without each other.
And no, neither is the grinder.
I'm saying, I'm asking. Right. Yeah.
And Rashi says, M'le Yov Lum Yerachayim, Rechshmam Neb Yerachayim, Rechachayim, Nam Yishtayim, come up. Loi Shosh, Vahayim Yerachayim, Yehuda.
That's what I'm saying.
Vim Taimar,
which one? Chavazuk
Shosaparim.
No, it's separate, for sure. I'm saying, but it's not useful. It is a kli regarding Tumah and Tahira, but.
Weiter. Ahu Gavra. The Chaval Sakina Dash Gavda Bechavre. There's a story where a fellow took a sakina d'ashkafta mechayim. What's a sakina d'ashkafta? Rasha shabes hamet mechayim shemekatz mebasa. This is the butcher knife. This Shmuel Schwartz's knife that he brings over here. You take it away.
Apparently went to Florida.
Tosfos says that it's not talking about that. It's talking about a knife of shechet. Because the maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara finishes off that this is something that people don't lend out.
Really?
A chef
doesn't
know
that was
my.
Who?
No, a katzav does. A katzav does, but a shechet.
That's the Rosh, he's the butcher, the other one.
No. No, can't be, but that's, look at Rashi.
I'm referring to Rashi. You understand Rashi, you're referring to butcher knife used to cut meat.
Right.
Right, I want to see how.
Mugyez is what you thought.
No, Mugyez is something else. No, Mugyez learns that it's a knife to use for leather. Who are you in the art school?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything.
No, I'm just kidding. What's his name? Sure.
Who's?
Alter.
Cohen.
Oh, Cohen. Okay, I'll call him. Maybe he'll play music on the boat.
Oh, that's not a good
bring a baby granny. Yeah, slap it on.
Yeah, Charlie Peter put us on the boat
with us. I haven't had a boat book, by the way.
I'm chashish you don't have any boats booked. You never pull through them, I said. We may ask you to come to the shop. There's that you never pull. We're never. Okay.
Because there really is a ladder in the back. You can come with a jet ski and walk
along. You could. Really it smells like fish. That stinking of fish.
It smells, man.
I have no idea.
It's more on the boat. It's serving rotten
fish. Either challah or butcher knife. Either one. Yeah. Anyway.
Either one. I'm pushing. But the Gemara says the end.
I'm pushing you to book the food.
At the end of the Gemara, the Gemara says that's something that's not lent out. That's why the Rishonim changed the shop. But anyway, however it is, it's a knife. It's some kind of specialty knife.
He says
18. So go give back to him. That's what he uses for his livelihood. They saw Kumbadin Allah, then go to Bezin and say, listen, I need a. This guy owes me money, not paying. Rabbi Malatzar, Kumbadin Allah. You don't have to. Why? Whatever this knife was, that knife was worth let's say it's worth $500, that's the loan amount, and then you already have your taina. Abaye lesta isvar, maishna mahana easy, the achli chushla in our dog. There was these goats that ate these, the barley, peeled barley, I think it is. But also mar the chushla, the toughest lahu, and he grabbed these goats, because they, now you owe me money. The katoin tuva.
What?
He said, you go in time. He was tired, it's more. He said, you go in time. I have to make Hasam la midi the avda. Someone says, no. Hasam la midi the avda. Lo oishli la guri. Who? No lends out goats. So if the guy has the goats, it must be that he could say that I bought them. So since he has a like a migu, so male is believed.
They don't seem like a lot.
A knife is something that you could lend out. The shalach avunah baravin dvar masun lahash lahask avam lekuchem biyadei ain nemen. So you wouldn't be nemen out tomorrow. The rava less the high svara. The rava apik zuga de sablo. He took says that you shear the animal, the wool. And one more thing, right? The Safed Agalta and the Gemaras of Agalta, Svar of Agalta, he asked me. He took it out. The Dvar Asun Lahash Laskil. So you see that it is something that you
borrow.
Because they basically there were Aiden that said that it was theirs and they lent it to the father, the assignment, they took it out because it's the normal thing to lend it out. See? And if the vote was that he held, you could tie in the kuach biyadi. So why can't you tie in Elamai? In such a case, you can't tie in the kuach. So let me see, he holds this. So Gemara says, Amalach Rabbi, you're right. Tani nami awasugyo. No, if something that you don't lend out
ends up by
and
you,
and I have it, then so I'm a muchzik. How am I muchzik? I still have kuach biyadi.
You have to prove it.
I have a rise of kuach biyadi. But if it's something you do lend out,
it's a lendable thing. You have to prove it.
Right. He says, "Gemara says, 'I'm like Rava. High nami, even the mifkema, kapti inchi lemushli. It gets a nick, so that's what the Rishonim say. It has to be that that's why it's a knife of a sheikh. Very, get very careful with it.
And it's not as sweet in the hashul alaska.
Right. So that's the only reason why you nema. That's why you nema." It's not a sunnah shah. So the fact that I have my me, I'm a mukhsuk, so I'm almost like kind of a kuch viyadi. That's why I believe it. Okay, it's not. I'm through it. Now it's interesting. I saw the Chashuka Chemed says.
Oh, I haven't heard one in a while.
That.
I'm out.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, I got it. Agadta, he says, what about Sifat Alocha? So he brings down the Gemara Ksuvah. The Gemara Ksuvah says, that brings a pasuk that a person is supposed to have svarim and lend them out so people could learn from them. So halacha, if it's agadah for sure, halacha. He says l'maisa, so he passes zikr will be halacha, but he says, what's better to donate a shul? A mishtabura or a yankif? Pashtus, it would be a halacha sefer, something that people, that you can learn halachas. But he says, no, that whatever that shul uses, that's what you. This means if you have a shul that they learn a lot of Gemaras, so you donate Gemaras. That's for them. That's that. The it's the usage and the learning.
Especially the ones the kids you
learn
from
Yeshiva.
You're
worn
out.
What the? Yeah. So whatever is usage most, he says the biggest chus donate for svarim. You want a chus for svarim? Don't donate chikava svarim. He says donate svarim that.
He says that.
Yeah, Chikav.
Is that the guy that drinks Dos Equis?
Oh. Anyway, Hadmoch HaMakabo, Hadmoch HaMakabo, Hadmoch HaMakabo.
He's the French guy that they...
Okay, we're getting to the end over here. Bye, Zalio. So,
it doesn't make sense. How many years have this been going on that they'd ever checked into this guy?
What?
They just relied blindly on
this? It's a true story, by the way. Okay, I'm happy you think it's not true, but good luck.
Oh yeah, you mean like the other story came out there was
some guy was. Abayez Valley, they ain't taking this one back.
Okay, put the story out. No, no, no. They signed the chuk, so his name on it.
Abayza Aliyah Shal Shnayim.
I didn't see it anywhere.
You ready?
Look at the chat.
So you have a up and down house that belongs to people. So basically, we share a house.
Up and down.
Shnaflu Shnayim. They both fell down. Chokim Be'etzim Avon. They split. There are 50-50 partners in this house.
There's on a bridge, upper and low.
Uva offer, uva offer. Now, what do you mean it fell? How did it fall? So if it just, the bottom story collapses and then the top story collapses on top, then you know the bottom bricks are the first guys, top story the second guys. So that's what happens, it's pretty simple. Well, I'm just talking about that's not what happened over here. Well, it's a Shiloh.
We don't know what happened.
V'royin eilu avonim asuris l'shtaber. V'royin eilu avonim asuris l'shtaber. And what it says, that you look,
he does already.
If these stones are asuris l'shtaber, what does that mean? So Rashi says, in yesh avonim shvuris l'venim, zemr shenishu zemr shenishli, v'royin eilu avonim v'royis l'shtaber, im shal elyin im shal tachlan. Akol fi ha-mapoil, it depends how it fell. If the foundation collapsed, then if the wall falls this way down, so it depends how it falls. If the bottom of the house collapsed, and then that took the brunt of the hit. So Mela, those stones are broken. The upper stones that are whole didn't take such a hit. So it belonged to the upper guy. If it's faker that it fell down, so the top walls collapsed. Those stones took a first hit.
They took a higher hit.
A higher hit. So and the next ones took a lower hit. So Mela, those stones didn't get so damaged. So there's ways to. Or if he knows some of the stones, because you know they do graffiti on the stone, so he sees the
Laguna did two different colors.
So then he takes into cheshbon. Let's say there's 100 stones here. He knows there's 40 of his, so he only gets 10 more. And we'll see. Gemara is going to explain what that means exactly. So Mekhtarin Ryan, Mechlad Iklim Ekim Alaya. You know
that stuff they can reuse.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I should have said that right away. But yeah, we're talking about something. In the old days, they reused the bricks. It wasn't like today.
We're not talking about casually?
Today, no. No. Today, it's easy.
It looked like in the
building. Because we're handling the actual bricks. Whose bricks are they? I want the whole bricks. You want the half bricks, you know?
If you're able to resell it.
That's what I remember. Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
It's that type of situation.
It's not. We have to split the cost of rebuilding
the
house.
No, speak out. It's on the Mishnais. I read the Mishnais. It speaks out that. What he says. I'm sorry. That they used to reuse the bricks, and that's the whole Shiloh over there. So, Mektani Raya Mechlal, the Ikla Beikam Alayu, that you know who's who. Even Chavsa Nafel, even Chavata Nafel. You know how it fell. Did it fall with a collapse, like I was telling you, or it fell with a. So, Ihaki Resha, my Chokin, so why Chokin? Next, Ibn Chavata Nafel, Aliyasa Itper. Ibn Chavasa Nafel, Tityasa Itper. You know, it depends how it fell. From there you could determine whose whole bricks they are. Are the upper guys, lower guys.
Why isn't that much of a right? All the lower guys for sure.
Oh, then where is the kasha? The shricha, the nafil.
No.
Let's then I wouldn't ask it.
Goldstein, could you keep quiet? The shricha, the nafil, the lelia. They fell at night. It was a night job. You must have left some of the tafers. Look, hitman, look in the morning. Depending on how they ready to go away, like when I learned this Gemara, I was thinking about Ziv Rocha when the car burnt down. By the time the morning came, the whole thing was away.
He's ready to open.
The next day, he already had the tent there. See. So Gemara says, the number of Lexi Matzah, the Peninu, they already cleared the whole area. Lexi Mam Peninu, so go to the garbage dump, see who did it. A to Z, did it. The Shaila, the Peninu Ben Erish was robbed. No, it was a full... all the illegals did it. But Oslam, go look at the garbage dump. Where is it? That's what's just the man. This is Chapel's question. That's what's just the man, Yasri. See who, where this stuff fell. Levi, that's what's the Kalarai, is a Mukhsar.
Where it is now.
He's cleared away to other properties.
Anybody help themselves in a different way?
No, the Peninna doesn't
have some money. They had to build their own houses.
It's clear. It's moved away.
In a pile.
It's still on the property.
Who paid for that?
You can't tell, it's cash for the league.
Well, it has to be that it's on someone's property, otherwise you wouldn't have the kasha. So let's look who's Rosh Hashanah is now, and whoever's Rosh Hashanah is, I'm going to go over there. The other guy's a muksik.
It's actually not bound that they moved into a courtyard adjacent to the property, so the question is whose courtyard is that?
Oh, you mean now makes it into
In front of the house, is a courtyard.
No, because now to take it out.
Each, no, the upper story and the lower story have their own courtyard.
It's not the same question I asked.
It's not the same. No, right.
Someone moved it.
But that's a myth.
It's their courtyard.
So what?
It's not their courtyard.
It's one guy's courtyard.
No.
Now that guy, the other guy, doesn't think
he and you have a house, and they claim that to his chutzner. Now he's the mukhsik.
No.
But how does it help the people in the house?
It seems like somebody grabbed it.
It doesn't anymore.
No.
Somebody grabbed it. Okay, it's the same as the case of somebody grabbed it.
Whether the courtyard belongs to the guy upstairs or
down. Right, that's what I'm saying. It has to be the courtyard belong to one of the people of the house.
It's not where it fell.
So it's exactly
it's
where
it fell. No, I fell right here. So it's on the bottom.
It's the same kasha.
What about the guy's bottom?
It's the same kasha.
Okay, different words.
If it fell to, now to my property, I'm muksik. The same kasha.
The difference over here is somebody grabbed it.
No.
Yeah,
that's not what we're saying.
But he moved
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, he moved it.
We're saying, let's look who's. It's in one of those property.
We're saying, where is it now?
Where's it now? Somebody one of those property.
Place that it fell or it got moved.
No, it's in one of those property. Doesn't make a difference.
Because it says
it's a two-family house that collapsed.
If it's where it fell, then it's both of theirs.
Maybe.
No.
The bottom part is not his.
No, they own.
His question is why is it both of theirs?
He has earrings.
I own it. No, if it just collapses, we both own this area.
Yeah, but the lower part.
We both have a right to have a house there.
No, but the lower part is mine.
You can't go into my house on the bottom and plant something.
I understand, but your house is the catalyst for mine.
So.
This property is mine.
When is your price? My property also. I have a right to have my house on top of your house.
Right.
So those bricks are mine.
Your bricks are sitting in my living room.
So what? But they're my bricks. You know they're my bricks.
We don't know that it's your bricks. If we knew it was your bricks, you'd get them back.
Well, we know both bricks are here.
Right.
Nothing left.
Which is yours. I would have to ring a
I understand, out. But both of our bricks are here. It's not only on your property.
Charlie, Tyson's. Top Tyson's.
If the bricks that are clearly mine,
you need to like I know. I have no idea. I'm going through it for the first time.
I'm trying to speak logically. You don't want to hear logic.
I'm here.
I have no for just the
I'm seeing for the first time.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
seeing for the first time.
I'm seeing for the first time. Anyway, bottom line is, at this point, where it's moved over.
You see, you're still here.
So whose property is it? And Gemara says,
Should we start calling you Rabbi?
What did you talk about, though?
Inami b'shus rabim.
He didn't.
Oh.
He told
other people. Gemara is saying that you can't have a raya where it is, because people who have duplex houses, they're not mock one another.
So there would be.
Unless you have no raya,
not duplex.
That's an
idea. Duplex is very discernible whose bricks are whose.
The falls.
Yeah, because the upstairs is yellow.
Anyway, so over here, they're not makron. As all these, you can't have a mukhsik title.
It's a Laguna job.
Zog to Gemara. Different
colors.
So much I don't understand. One is makir. Valomatan. What's the other guy telling? Me and Chap, we have this agreement. So I'm saying it's mine. So and he says, what? He's saying, I agree. So either come in, pshita. What's the shayla? We lay amma in, lomanoito. Any of there? I don't know. So let me tell you to Rav Nachman. If a mal yochel, I'm any there. Rav Huna, Rav Yudah Mechayev, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, I'm a potter. Why a potter? Because Bar Hashem, Bar Aduf. Right? He's a Bar, he's a Shema. So Gemara says, Tam Rav Nachman, Shesh Isik Shesh Isik Shuv Beinem. We're talking Yesh Isik Shuv Beinem. Rav Nachman, Shesh Isik Shuv Beinem. What's the Isik Shuv? Ichadam Isik Shuv. Kedarav, Dam Rav. So usually if you say if you kaifer on the other 50, then that's a by the mixes. Mm-hmm. So make a shul. Over here, he can't make a shul. So, Mishal.
So,
whoever
goes to
Bezdin
first has to pay.
The
other guy has to pay. Because nobody can swear. Right? Because nobody can swear.
No, well, only if this is what you're tying. If you're saying anyone you're there. No, it's not always any there.
It's 50% mine. So I just come to Bezdin and say, give me the whole
I could say, I know these bricks are mine. What do you mean?
You can only know for sure 50% of the story.
That's what they're arguing on.
Yeah, but that's the arguing on.
Why I come not? In and say the whole thing is mine.
Why
is
no, you can't say the whole thing is yours.
I could, why not?
You can't say the whole thing is yours.
I could be tying that.
No.
Why not?
That's ridiculous.
It could be ridiculous, but I'm tying it.
No, you can't tie something that's Yefshir.
Why not? It's not Yefshir. Possible.
No, how's it possible?
I own the whole building.
You don't. We know you don't own the building. It's a given on this case.
You gave it to me now.
No.
I can tie it.
That's given case measure. Our mission is the one where we you own the top, I own the bottom.
That's the case. Now
there's no child. Now the problem is that there's bricks here that I want those bricks. They're full bricks. I want the full brick.
But now it fell.
Yeah, so.
Now we don't know. It's a mixture.
I understand. So I'm saying I know this is mine.
I can go to business as soon as it falls. I say the whole pile is mine.
It can't be the whole pile of yours. It can't be the whole pile of yours.
It could be. I bought it yesterday.
You didn't. We know you didn't. That's not the argument over here.
What are you saying? Bring your star. They bought it. They bought it. You didn't.
It's in my head. Look, it's right here.
Where's the star? You just concocted a whole new case over here.
You don't need a star that you bought it?
Let's call it a bias of our chapler. Why bias of our leader?
Okay. Don't answer. We'll move on. Let's go.
Okay. I can't answer. Let's move on. I don't care what I have to do. Let's just move on. You tell me what to do. But I'm having a casual. This boat's going to be okay.
It's going to be a rocking.
Yeah, make sure Sunshine comes. I'm just begging you.
We can throw him overboard. We can hold him like this.
There's no question he's going to be late.
No, but not barely.
Justin. He's going to
pace back.
I'm having a
casual. See the guy in the shirt with the hand in his pants?
Summer of the Maymet, no, with the Cartier watch, the one that he fixed in Belgium. You can tell it goes backwards. Summer of the Maymet, the Cheshbin Shavuros. What is the Cheshbin? So, Summer of the Maymet, the Cheshbin Shavuros, which means he's saying that the whole bricks are mine. So, it means the broken bricks are that guy's. So he loses. I'm saying I know these are mine. You're saying you don't know. So then you get the lower. You get the raw end of the deal. I'm gonna buy another abba. Hare tvei. Medhani yada tvei. Medhani yada. Tvei yada. Tvei yada. Sulesle.
You don't get those stones that he knows.
Right. I'm saying the guy who knows. Since he says, I know there's 10 stones, so that's it. You get 10 stones.
And that's it?
Yeah, everything else goes to the rail.
Everything else. The other guy has the upper hand. So if there's another 40 stones out of a hole, the other guy gets them. So the guy can even get more than you. So by you saying that you know 10 stones, if you're saying 50 stones, you know 50% of it's stones, and you know, okay, then you gain. But that's not necessarily the case. You're saying 10 stones, you know, because then you have... That's all you know.
You can't say, oh, I just don't recognize the ones, but...
Yeah, it doesn't say any there. Then you're back to square one. Even though you just bought
it yesterday.
So that's like...
Right.
V'idach kulu d'hechninu. Everything else belongs to that guy. Alam ra'a. V'fich hezun shleimus. No, it's v'fich hezun shleimus. It means if this guy gets... says, I know this. So he takes the other shleimus. Y'achim ma'akim ha'anilei. So what's the... What's the gain over here? The fact that you know that you have 10, I get 10, you get 10, it's the same exact thing. No, the milbana ravcha. If it has a, if it's wider, Rashi Shu Rachav Mechaveroi. If a wider, he recognized these bricks that they're his, they're a little wider, he gets them. Yinami Tina de Ma'avda. They used to have this like cement that goes on the brick. So you're reusing these bricks, that means the brick is bigger.
High quality.
You get more out of it. High quality. There's a few different things on this Tina de Mile, this thing. So up in Mara right there. Abayis Valio. So you have a house, upper, lower. Nifchas Valio. The Imba Abayis Ritzel Sakin. Uh-oh. So basically, this is talking about a renter. We're not talking about a guy who owns. We're talking about a guy who rents. So basically, chapel rents on top of me. From me. I own the house. This is your case, Chapa. I own the whole house, and you rent from me. Now the upper house fell down, collapsed. So Nukzalia, main Baalabai's words of sock, and I'm saying I'm not fixing it. I'm done. I'm not fixing the upper floor. It's not worth it for me. You pay $400 a month rent.
Surfside.
I have to go right. No, so over here's the one, the bottom is good. The top, I say it's not worth it for me. The rent doesn't cover what it's gonna cost me to put this thing together.
Very
fast. Huh? So I say, I told Chap I have a contract for a year that he can live above me, and I'm not giving him the house. He can move into my house, no problem. I'm not going to fix everything. I fixed the roof, so I give him a place to build his house, to have his apartment. And from there, he has to
put the sheetrock.
Right, he has to supply some stuff. So what's the nichus of karma? What are we talking about? What's the damage here? Rabban and Beruba, most of the house fell down. Shmuel Barba. Rabban and Beruba, Barba, Loi, Adam Dor, Chetzlamatu, Chetzlamala. So. Means that the
he only gives the place.
No, that I don't owe you when you have when you live upstairs, some of your tashmishes are downstairs. So it means if partial of the partial of the upstairs is ruined,
you still have downstairs.
Whatever you were going to use upstairs, you still have. 3/4 of your usage, you still have. That's all. That was the only usage you had upstairs. The rest of it was shared with me.
No.
So you didn't lose anything. So you got that backwards far.
You can't say that.
I'm saying it's just like an interesting thing. The guy in Chaptis, you know. No, even Barba, ain't no Chetzamat Chetzamat. No, I have my living space upstairs. Anything that's ruined, I'm now losing out from my rent. From what I rented. I rented a whole house. And I'm a Sekadam. You know my Aliyah Zoo. Yes, it's this Aliyah. Ozda, then it's gone. There's no Aliyah anymore. El Domla Aliyah Stam. So Legal Echritis, I rent him another apartment, rent him some on Laguna. I'm Rav Alatzik, Domla Aliyah Zushani Maskalach. This Aliyah that I'm going to rent you. So Kisoka, Salad Bado. Bechinochis, Chavis Bado. Means go live, you live in my house. I'm renting you a house. If it's there, fine. If not, you live by me. So what's the shadow over then? I'm rushed. I'm the Aliyah Zusha Agave Bias. Zeh. I'm Aslach. The Shabbat Bias Aliyah. Over there, you mishabed your house for this guy's rental apartment. The Chada Amir Rabin by Rav Adam Yitzchak Maisa Echad Shemal Chayat Dallas Shal Agave Paris Tzuranim Arklo. I'm letting you. I'm selling you a trellis that's holding the vines. Veneka parsik umas merchia v'amchia at v'amachayv at laham v'parsik called manchadels kayama. You have to, since you specified the trellis with the vines, so you have to give him a new trellis as long as the vines are still there. So to a witness, you specify the aliyah gabi the bias. You have to give him, supply him a aliyah. As long as the bias is here. Zak the Mishnah. Dalet Hey, 1 second. Alright, Kate Samavat, Lahim Vatla, cut the Rosh Ozni, cut off the by you talking about my Yucha Hepla, you have to cut off the typical of the cut Rosh Ozni, the tip of the hair, Rosh Khatma, Rosh Paul, Paksa, Afakish, Lakhisra, Bid the Rakh of Bana, Hishna Bana, Gary of Zarba, Sayar, is Aina Batel. Mokar, Mishkan, Rebbe, and Bittel, come on, Rebbe, Bittel. This was, I don't know, my parents, my family was a pet peeve with Avodah Zarah. I don't know why.
What?
The Getchka, it's all I heard of growing up. It's a Getchka, you might have to cut off the ear, cut off the doll, this is like a, when we were kids, this was a big schmooze. I never heard anybody doing one.
Barbie dolls?
Yeah, it was Getchka, to this, to that. I don't know.
Need
a phone? Oh, Kitzus,